The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
Welcome to the Bliss of the Abyss. Hello, you are listening to another edition of The Bliss of the Abyss, finding freedom in the unexplored and the unexpected. And here we are today with a little special bonus edition for you. This one is normally for the patrons. You can become a patron for as little as £1 a month, is it? £2.50 maybe? Something very small a month. And you get access to all sorts of extra stuff. You get at least a bonus episode a week of the radio show. Now, the radio Bliss of the Abyss, just to explain, it's a little bit of a different animal, as you can imagine. We are bound by Ofcom rules, and we must behave well. But also, it is 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night, and it's me and Caitlin playing whatever tunes we want. But we just thought this was such a fun episode that it deserved to see a broader light of day. And if you like what you hear, go to patreon.com/thebliss of the abyss and help out in any way that you can. It is all so greatly appreciated. So this episode comes hot on the heels of last night. We're in a very buoyant mood. We just watched England demolish the Czech Republic 1-0. No, we just watched them qualify top of the group, and so we were all jubilant and playing tunes, and then we talked about all kinds of really interesting things, including, but not limited to, Chrissy Teigen, Christian Eriksen, Euro 2020, American Alexas, Wisdom Teeth, coin tosses, and a quiz where you guess words in German. Now, if that isn't enough to whet your beak, I just don't know what is. But for fans of the show, there is an exclusive listen to a world premiere of the full version of Nils's tune that you heard a snippet of in our conversation together. So here, for the first time on a podcast, because it was streamed live on air last night, is an original composition, and it's the final tune, and you'll see why. If you would like to hear more of this, then please consider becoming a patron. It really, really helps me survive. Really, really helps me grow the show. It really helps me incentivize to carry on doing this. So if you do enjoy this content, please consider supporting it with as little or as much as you can. I promise I will put it towards a good use. By Jove, why do you think I go to spend it on porn, aren't I? Oh, no. No, of course not. So anyway, without further ado, this is Caitlin, Robert, Riverside Radio, 11 p.m. last night on the Bliss of the Abyss bonus. You're listening to Riverside Radio. It's Robin Newmark Jones. It's Caitlin Barry. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
This is the Bliss of the Abyss. And what better way to start than this?
I think it's bad news for the English game.
We're not creative enough. We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back. It's on getting back. It's on getting back.
It's coming. Football's coming home. It's coming.
Everyone seems to know the score. They've seen it all before. They just know, they're so sure that England's gonna throw it away. Gonna blow it away. But I know they can play, 'cause I remember Milan's on the shirt. Jules Rimet still gleaming.
So many jokes, Sorry.
The bliss of the abyss.
It's here now. Here we are. It's the bliss of the abyss. That can only mean one thing. It's Tuesday evening, and Robert and Caitlin are here steering you through the next hour with our expert hands. Caitlin Barry Newmark, as you're sometimes known.
As I'm sometimes known.
So lovely to see you. I never get a chance to see you. How are you?
You never get to look at me anymore,
I know,
darling.
And there you right are.
He just never looks at me anymore.
But you look lovely. You look lovely. You're ravishing, ooh, ravishing, lovely.
Now, if you were a bird.
And I am.
Which bird would you be?
A pansy.
That's not a bird. And I wonder, are certain animal names prohibited from the radio?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because I'm thinking of France. I'm looking at you in your icon.
Le coq sportif. Ah, oui.
Le coq sportif.
Le coq sportif. Ah, non, ce n'est pas, non. It's okay. D'accord.
It's okay.
What's the problem? It's a cockerel.
It is very close to Spurs, and that makes me think of Harry Kane.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that makes me think that he didn't score a goal.
He didn't score a goal.
And it makes me think of Manchester City.
Yes,
you know, there's
100
lots.
Million.
And it makes me think of Christian Eriksen.
Poor old Christian, eh?
I know.
Oh, good luck. I think he's doing okay, though. He's recovering. What he said to the doctor after he woke up was, but I'm only 29.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, poor
and he
baby.
Was, and he is. And he's getting better.
Do you know, like, that's one of those moments where everyone has a collective, like, gasp.
Yeah.
And a collective exhale when... Yeah. They see that he's doing well, and
everybody would like that.
So we're happy that he's doing okay. And
everyone's
then now,
like, oh, sigh of relief.
They're like, sigh. Now we can think about, like, if Hungary is going to make it into their right. bag.
Yeah, exactly. Now the important stuff begins. Can Hungary somehow beat Germany? And that way we'll face them. Yes, because if you don't know what we're talking about, then where are you? You're living under a rock. Zing. Yep, England just qualified top of their group in the European
it's
Championships.
Coming.
2020. So we are in a very good position this evening, football-wise. But on the 5th of June 1968, it was quite a different scenario.
Oh, tell me more, tell me more.
Like, did he have a car?
Oh, I would have clipped that. I can hear if we were at.
You did. Yeah. I'm turning you down. On the 5th of June 1968, a coin toss sent hosts Italy into the European Championship final over the Soviet Union. Italy went on to win the final in a replay.
I mean, Italy are doing really well now, so.
Yes.
And Russia are doing not so well now.
That's true. This was, however, in 1968. And let me just remind you again how they got into the final.
A coin toss.
A coin toss.
It's a 50-50 chance, let me tell you.
That's the problem. That's not what football games are.
I mean, we were looking at those scores. We were looking at their scores. And Italy has like seven. They had seven.
They've got nine.
Okay, but there was like seven listed.
Seven goals.
At some, yeah, it was
nine
seven
points.
Goals. Yeah. It's quite high.
Win. They look better than us.
You were showing me all the brackets. And
under the brackets.
I just wonder how many people are hoarding that one newspaper.
They're all
that
hoarding
has...
the newspaper. Everybody wants the wall chart. Fill it in. I like to use Sharpie. Can't always find a Sharpie.
Oh, wait. And now tell everyone what your not your fantasy team is.
Hello, everyone.
But the team that you put money on. That you had to put money on.
Sweepstakes.
The
My
sweepstakes
team
yeah.
were North Macedonia. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Perhaps you know them better as North Macedonia because you are a horrible person. Yeah. So they weren't actually even the worst team in the tournament. They were the second worst team.
Who's number one?
Turkey. Well, number one or number 16.
Where does Hungary fall? Because they're not being so nice, the presenters. They were like, you know, England could face Hungary, but it's not likely.
Well, yeah. The reason it's not likely is because Hungary aren't very good at football, but they used to be. They won the World Cup in probably around the same time like this. They got off coin toss. Well done, you win the World Cup.
Oh wow.
Great, wonderful.
But yeah, they show all the shields for the countries, and some of the countries
the
have
crests.
Their crests, or are they not? Their crests over shields.
I just
Rob has just like shrunk in his chair.
Ooh, you know, that was quite fun.
Those rolly chairs where they have levers.
Yeah.
I use them a lot at hairdressers.
To great effect. They also have the tilt back system at the hairdresser. How do you feel as a woman?
Ooh.
As a woman.
Not allowed to say that.
I'm only joking. How do you feel, because it happens to men and women and all kinds of people at the hairdresser, when they lean you back in the chair and they wash your head in the special sink that has the cutout section for your neck?
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Cutout, you always feel like your head's about to be chopped off.
Yes. It feels like it's going back too far.
Now's the time for the guillotine to come down.
The neck is very exposed. You think, well, it could just any second now.
At the wrong angle. Like, it's not a right angle.
And there's
the obtuse angle.
It's the obtuse. There's no support ever built into the sink.
And then the magical hands come through. And depending on whether or not the stylist is very conscious of the temperature.
Tell me more.
Of the water. If the water is like
scalding.
Warm or cold.
Yeah.
Scalding or cold, bad. Warm, perfect.
Oh.
And then they give you a head massage. And then you're like, this is pretty great. I actually got my hair done once it was allowed and we had some COVID rules kind of like lax. And a hairdresser or someone was like massaging my scalp. And I thought... outside of a partner or a friend, because we weren't allowed to even hug anyone. I was like, this is the closest anyone's ever been to me in like the that is like a stranger in the past year.
It has been a quiet time.
It's been a quiet time in the corner.
Yes. But you know what? Now we're back, Caitlin.
And so what are we going to get? Or what are you going to give?
I think I might give you the night.
Will you give me the night?
Well, maybe I will. Maybe George Benson will. Should we see?
We'll find out.
I'll find out.
Stay tuned.
The bliss of the
picking us up high, never mind where. Give me the night. Give me the night.
Speaker to play Riverside Radio.
The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
George Benson, Give Me the Night. That one was for Michael.
Teenage Kicks.
We know that's your jam, Michael. We know it
we
is.
We know it.
We just know.
Or we hope, because you're too cool for school.
So, Caitlin, you wanted to tell me about a new sensation taking over the nation.
Yes. I just want to talk about, like, if there are any parents listening, which why would they? I mean, it's 11 p.m. It's past 11. Right, but maybe they would. That's when the kids have gone to bed. But I think that parents take different stances. We are not parents, by the way. Full preface. But they take different
stances. Speak for
yourself. Imagine being Genghis Khan. Anyway.
I do all the time.
All the time.
Genghis.
But imagine you get all this artwork that's pumped out of schools and stuff for your kids. Your kids are always constantly producing, and you have to encourage them to explore
big
their
time.
Creativity and stuff.
Yeah, big time.
And I think that parents take two stances. They're always oh, it's good. Let's throw it out when the kid's not looking. Or they're like, oh, it's good. Let's keep it forever and keep putting it up every holiday. Right?
Right.
Let's put up the handprint turkey every Thanksgiving, which is an American reference. But it's just one of those things. Anyway, this has come up a lot for me recently, and it's come up in the news because Chrissy Teigen just posted about getting a tattoo of her daughter Luna's butterfly drawing.
Ah.
So her daughter drew a butterfly on her skin, and she actually wanted to move it, but she loved the drawing, and then she was like, no, I have to leave it exactly how Luna drew it. And she got a tattoo of it exactly there for the rest of her life.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does it look like?
A butterfly. I mean, it's cute.
Is it
it's
good?
Exactly what a kid would, it's the genius of a child. But I was just thinking, because my dad's moving house and he has all this stuff in the attic, and he was like, Caitlin, I love your first grade, when you're year one.
Oh, no.
You're year one when you're six. But do you really want this? I was like, do I really want this? Do you really want this?
Excuse me? Did you not stick it upon the fridge, sir?
Yeah, he was like, I want it gone yesterday.
And I was like, oh, God.
And I was like, okay, I get it. I wasn't an artist yet. But but there is this company.
Oh, I've sunk again.
You sunk.
Let me come back.
His chair keeps going up and down.
There we go. Okay, has he thrown it away? Let's move
on. No, he put it in my hands. He was like, you make the decision, which is very clever, because it's like...
Well, no, the decision you make is then, you will keep it forever, Father. You will make a shrine to it and burn incense.
Cast it in oil. but yes, there is a company that I recently discovered called Drawnies.
Drawnies.
D-R-A-W-N-I-E-S. Yes.
So tell me about this company.
We are not sponsored by them. So
Yet.
But their little slogan is, immortalize your kid's drawing or handwriting as a unique piece of jewelry. And I think that's actually brilliant, because for those parents who want, love that unique bit of kit...
Yeah.
Love that unique drawing that their kid's done. They can actually put it into a necklace. It's a great gift idea.
Immortalize is quite a strong verb, isn't it?
Oh.
Immortalize it.
I mean, where's gold going, really?
She'll never die. So your kid does a cute drawing, and then this company turns it into a pendant made of gold.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But you know how some people get tattoos of if a loved one passes or something, they get their handwriting on them,
right.
A signature or something.
Yeah.
You can get that in jewelry, and I think that's quite cool too for people who just don't want to take that step.
Have a tattoo so it's permanent. Yeah.
I think that's cool. I like the idea of it, and it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But
And some of these are, I mean, obviously on the front page of the website they're showing some of the best examples. Actually, they're just showing one example three times.
And it's super cute, right?
And
it's kind of monster or something.
Yeah, it's like a little kind of cool monster.
I mean, I don't know if this is interesting, but I think if you're a parent, it would be something you'd want to go to, because I saw it and I was like, that's brilliant.
I think it's a very cool idea. I think it's beautiful.
It takes up space rent-free in my mind, basically. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's a great idea. Like, I hope that people who aren't close to us are listening, because we might get it for you.
Oh, is that so? I did not know such a thing.
I mean, it's wild. It's crazy. It's, you know, that's what I'm thinking about these days, Rob. We don't even have kids. And I'm like, let's preserve our child's drawing.
For eternity. Ooh. Oh, did you hear some noises?
I did.
Wow, the computer just decided to speak to me. Okay, all right.
It speaks and it lives.
How about that?
And it talked again.
I talked again. And I'm going to tell it to shut up.
I mean, it's almost as if things have gone helter-skelter.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. We'll stop.
You ain't no dancer.
The Beatles, Helter Skelter. Of course, the cliched joke in radio is, I got a feeling those lads are going to make it.
Mm.
Or some such variety of that.
I've got a feeling I have blisters on my fingers.
Blisters on my fingers.
Oh, hello. I've got some blisters on my fingers, mate.
I've got some blisters on my fingers.
But they're scousers, mate. Hey, I've got blisters on me.
I can't do the impression because I have to curse.
Because you have to say the F word and you're not allowed to say that.
Fudging.
Fudging effing.
I got some fudging. Some fudging blisters on fudge. My fingers.
Delicious fudge on my fingers.
Got bloody blisters on my fingers.
Anywho, we are back. It's the Bliss of the Abyss. It's Robert and Caitlin. We're with you. Hello.
Howdy.
What are we talking about?
Ooh, do you like my accent?
I have to say yes, because I'm contractually obliged to.
Yeah, you're meant to like the American accent. I think a lot of people like the American accent. You know which American accent doesn't work?
What do you mean doesn't work? You mean people hate it?
I mean, like, it's just so not the thing. It's not the accent.
Let me guess. Hold on. The Appalachian accent, which is very strong.
Don't be discriminatory.
The mountain dancing folk. Uh-oh, I'm not going to get this right. I'm not going to guess. Tell me.
Ooh, the Amazon Alexa American accent.
This is a very specific accent,
I see. It's a very specific voice. And you know what? Kudos to the voice actress or whoever has lent their lovely larynx.
I mean, I appreciate what you're saying, but it does sound like it's just some kind of automated voice as opposed to
the UK one.
Yeah.
Everyone who hears the UK one are like, wow, that Alexa sounds like she's got it going on.
She's got her bills in order. Her kids are at private school. She's up the ziggurat. She's a CEO.
I know.
She's privileged.
When she says searching, I'm like, you are.
You actually are.
I believe you. I think you're talking to Bezos.
Whereas when the Amazon Alexa in our house, who suddenly turned American, goes searching.
She turned American overnight.
Yeah.
It was like, who programmed this?
And she also got a new attitude.
Yeah, she does.
And I don't appreciate it.
I mean, we've just admitted we own Alexa house.
Caitlin, is that something you have to admit these days?
Hey, Google.
Yeah, we're just trying to ruin everyone's household.
They're going to turn us off.
Hey, Google, are you an Alexa Siri?
Turn them off! Free premium Spotify.
Freemium. Tell me quickly what your thoughts are on freemium, and then we're going to go to the adverts.
I mean, freemium's all right, but I deleted Clubhouse.
Why did you do it?
Why did it bother me?
Well, I think we know why it bothered you. Because it's awful.
It's awful. I mean, Spotify's doing their own version of it too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I think they can't leave it alone. They seem to think that people want this in their life. And I mean, you know what? There's some evidence that they do because Clubhouse is very popular. But the afternoon that we spent on there was just black Bitcoin billionaires. Nothing else. It was just tech disruptors.
It was tech disruptors and also like stuff about body modification. It was wild. But I do want to know, if you're out there and you have an Alexa with a different accent,
Get in touch.
Get in touch. We'd love to hear it.
We would love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear.
Starting from tomorrow, we
unprecedented time.
Experts discuss news update.
When things don't feel so good out there, make inside feel better. There are things we can all do to look after our mental well-being. Every Mind Matters can get you started with a free NHS online plan, showing you simple steps to help manage anxiety, sleep better, and boost your mood. For your mental health action plan, search Every Mind Matters today.
Everyone can now get free rapid COVID-19 tests twice a week. They show your results within 30 minutes. They also show you're doing what you can to protect your loved ones, your friends, your workmates, and that you want to keep life moving again. Around 1 in 3 people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms and are spreading it without knowing. That could be a friend, a relative, a workmate. It could even be you. Rapid tests are easy to get from nhs.uk/get-tested. Let's take this next step safely.
Across Richmond, Wandsworth, Merton and Lambeth.
On DAB Digital Radio, switch on Southwest London, Riverside Radio. Online at riversideradio.com, on your smart speaker.
Play Riverside Radio.
And now on DAB Digital Radio.
I only miss you when it rains, and when I listen to the radio. Go past your station on the train, and then I'll think of you. I can't help but think of you. Seasons changing, I remember how you loved me like September. Time goes by and I pretend that I don't think of you. I only miss you when I open my eyes and I breathe and I try to forget that I let you go. I only miss you when I'm closing my eyes, try to sleep and I cry to forget that I let you go.
Yes, it is here.
Yes, it is. That was I Miss You by Jax Jones and Aura.
Yes, I think so. Owl slash Ra.
It's kind of Egyptian.
It is, right? The symbol for, is it silver or gold? And then the sun god, Ra.
Golden sun. Oh, it's a very clever name. That is.
Golden sun, texture like brown. Ding, 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 ding.
He's doing like a jester dance. If you don't know what that is, look it up.
Caitlin, what's bugging you?
Ooh, there's a lot of things bugging me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Not this golden sun god business.
Let me see if I can help you through it. Tell me the problem.
I have a wisdom tooth.
Yes, so do we all.
It's like...
No, you mean you have one, is it erupting?
Yeah, no, it's erupted, but it hasn't hurt anything yet. But I do know that you're really meant to go to the dentist the minute they say hello.
Dentist,
when they stop by for tea. You need to escort them out. It's the uninvited, unexpected guest.
The uninvited dentist. Sounds like a sort of 20-minute play that you walk out of after 5 minutes.
I like the uninvited tooth.
Now, they're called wisdom teeth because you get them when you're a million years old, which I believe you are.
That is so not true.
No. What's your theory then?
I've looked it up. So
oh,
I don't have
you've
a
looked it up, have you? Well, what does Bing have to say about it?
Because I didn't feel any smarter getting this stupid tooth coming through my gum.
If anything.
And everyone says you have to get them removed. And I was like, here I am being a bit of a dopey. Dopey dope dope.
Dopey dope.
Sitting
dope,
on my bum
dope.
Bum. Letting it just grow in with COVID. I don't have COVID. My tooth doesn't have COVID. But, track and
well,
trace.
No, we know you don't.
Beeping. I'm fully vaccinated, but my wisdom tooth isn't. Anyway, okay, you're kind of right about that. But historically, they come at a more mature age, so that's where they think the term wisdom tooth came in.
Makes sense.
Like, if we were smarter, it would come out when we would like first got our first set of teeth, so we could just pull them out.
Yeah,
because kids go through the braces. You call them braces here, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Or retainers sometimes.
The kids go through all that stuff. It's like, and you straighten them, you pull the teeth out. They'd be very, very well equipped to get a tooth pulled.
Mm.
Whereas I think adults aren't. They go on the laughing gas and, right, and they have to take like a half day off work.
Did you do the thing where you wrap like a hair or a thread around the tooth and you attach it to the door?
Yeah.
And you just kaboom, slam the door and out comes your tooth?
No, I pulled it out. Like
you just pulled
heathen.
It out like that?
Yeah.
Oh, what we did is we attached it to the door handle.
Oh, so it's then, like a quick, it's like a
so
pulling
just,
the band, the plaster,
it.
Pulling
yeah.
the plaster.
It rips it right off.
Do you guys, does this country celebrate the Tooth Fairy?
We celebrate her in all her merry forms.
Do you put
forms.
Like teeth under a pillow and get money?
Same system.
Except
different currency. We're not going to be.
Same system.
Not going to be dollars.
I got like $20 once for a tooth. I think it was like the front tooth and whatnot.
Right.
I'm from a high value family.
I got $2,000 once and I didn't even lose a tooth.
If you want to know, tell me you're privileged without telling me. No, I didn't get that. I think
no.
It seemed as if I think that when you're little, you're like $2
becomes
like $20 or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. It's a wealth, a whole wealth.
I'd like to think I got $20 for each.
I don't think you'll be given anything for the Tooth Fairy if you lose your wisdom teeth. Actually, I think it might be a negative balance. She's like,
I have to pay
I
for the
gave
surgery.
You extras and you're going to get rid of them? No, you know what? You owe me. Come on, cough up. Huh? I've been giving out money left and right.
We
I'm
don't
not
need
the
to cough
bank.
Up anything. There's no coughing these days. Even in public now, if someone coughs, I kind of like shuffle to. I do the COVID shuffle away. That's a new dance.
Do the shuffle.
Would you say that that might be grounds for something?
Grounds for divorce.
Thank you.
Riverside Radio. Yeah.
That's right, you're listening to Riverside Radio, and that was Grounds for Divorce by Wolf Parade from their seminal album Apologies to the Queen Mary. Mary, of course, Mary Queen of Scots, who was...
Now, if you don't realise, Robert and I are married, so I have a feeling he's sending me a subliminal message.
That's right. You watch yourself around me. I have an axe and I'm not afraid to use it.
I have an axe and I know you're Scottish.
Here is my axe. Who's that? It's Gimli. And my axe.
And my boo.
And, yeah. And
you have my
what
bow.
Was that? Yeah.
And my axe.
Yeah. Not and my boo. But
But he also voiced the Treebeard, the head ant.
I am very old.
That's not what Treebeard sounds like.
I couldn't remember any of Treebeard's quotes.
We never say anything.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The
ants.
We're getting involved in anything.
So, we are running out of time on today's hour of the Bliss of the Abyss.
It's here now.
It's going now.
Yeah.
I thought we'd end with a game.
Oh, I love games.
You do? Do you love German?
Duh.
Good. Well done. That's not German.
I know.
Close. One letter away. Ja. Ja.
And
nine.
And nine. Yeah.
Ja. Nine.
Done yet.
This is inspired, of course, by the fact that England have just qualified for the last 16
it's
and Euro 2020.
Home.
And indeed, it is actually coming home. You might not realise it, but I promise you that it is. It might not feel like it is in when we're getting dumped out of the tournament, and especially won't feel like it is, but it is. Anyway, inspired by that, I have got a quiz.
Oh, goodness sake.
Are you ready? So
I'm not allowed to curse on this.
No, you are okay. Not allowed to curse. So, in German, there are genders for words.
Okay.
So, for example, man is... masculine.
Yeah.
It's a masculine word. Frau is feminine.
Hausfrau.
Hausfrau. We also have the neuter, they call it. Neutral.
Okay.
As well.
Wow.
So, for example...
Is neutral they?
Neutral is... It's neither masculine nor feminine. It's a third gender in the German language.
Pretty cool.
So, you know, in Spanish, they have two, don't they? They have masculine and feminine words. So, in German, they've got three. They have this neutral gender as well. So, you'd think, therefore, that it would all make sense. But, for example, the word... And forgive me if I pronounce it wrong. Mädchen.
Very good.
Girl, which means girl,
I never
is not feminine. It's not feminine.
Because girls are lads on tour.
Girls are lads on tour, that's right.
Who run the world? Girls. Okay.
So, this person has written a very long, griping rant about genders in German. And I am going to try and extract some information from it and make it entertaining. Are you ready?
I'm ready for my quiz.
Your quiz is, you have to guess what gender the following words are in German.
Are you going to tell me what they mean?
I'm going to tell you the English and the German.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I've
are you sure you're ready? Hold on. Let me give you some inspiration. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, mate, okay. It's not getting my German up, it's getting my England up, but all right, let's go.
Your first question. The word is Messer or knife.
Feminine.
Neuter. Neutral.
Knives are neutral.
Knives are neutral.
I get a straight femme vibe from those.
Okay, that says a lot about you. Next word. Gabel, which is fork.
Masculine.
Feminine.
I'm doing so well.
So a fork is feminine.
Oh, but it's so angular and forky.
Like some feminine people. I don't make the rules, although I am partly German by heritage. Never
so
mind.
Am I.
I think I might be slightly more than you.
Pass.
Let's not get distracted by the fact that it's coming home. So, so we've done knife.
Yeah.
Masse. Fork. Gabel. And Löffel, which is spoon.
And I've gotten them all wrong.
But here's your chance. Spoon.
Masculine.
It is.
Because all the other ones weren't.
Exactly, yes. Only logic I could come up with as well. Of course.
The spoon, the lovely curvy spoon. I love it.
So, would you like to guess the PlayStation, Nintendo 64, and Xbox?
Okay. Nintendo 64, neutral. Xbox, masculine, and PlayStation, femme.
I love the confidence. I'm here for the confidence. Weirdly, Nintendo 64 is masculine. The Nintendo Wii is feminine. I don't know how they come to these rules about any of this. The PlayStation is feminine, but not all consoles are feminine. The iPhone, the iPod, and the MacBook. Final chance at redemption. You're doing quite well after a disastrous first round in which you called a knife feminine.
Yeah.
We won't go back there. What are you thinking? Here we go. iPod, iPad, iPhone.
I don't know, but...
And I don't care. And I wish you would shut up.
Are they all neutral and one is surprisingly masculine?
Ooh. Yes, that's exactly correct.
I did not know that.
No, you really didn't know that. That is exactly correct. iPod is masculine, all the rest are neutral.
Oh,
look at you. Someone's very clever.
Mm.
Yes, I'm very pleased.
A very clever housefrau.
just to be clear, I don't call her that except for all the time. She's not like a housefrau. She's like the moon.
Mm.
She looks like the moon. She says it's your eye. She sees everything. She knows me too well. Something in the world.
That was the incredible Future Islands with Like the Moon. And like the moon, we will not stay in this sky forever. Our time in this hour is coming to a close.
Ooh,
what are your final thoughts?
The moon, we're only aware of the moon because it's reflecting the sun.
And also because it's a giant ball of rock and it affects the tides.
No, don't think about that. Think of the poetry. They are like best friends. They're the yin and yang.
What about the dark side of the moon, though? What's going on over there? Porn.
Don't talk about that. You can talk about porn on the radio?
I believe you're allowed to reference it. But let's not go down that rabbit hole.
And bum bums.
You keep testing that, huh? We've had letters from Ofcom. Okay, let's carry on. So we are at the end of our show.
Womp womp.
Tablets in the
abyss.
And we're going to leave you with a little bit of a special track here. So my very good friend, the philosopher Nils Hennesdyr, his brother, recently turned 40 years old.
You only do that once.
Yeah. What about people who say 40 years young?
I mean, more power to them.
More power to
you
them.
You power walk that way to your minivan. Go ahead. You pick up
power
your kids.
Power walk your way to the minivan.
Yeah.
On this special occasion of Rene's 40th birthday, Nils has penned a special track. How would you describe it? I would say it's a bit like an 80s banger.
I think it would be played on Michael's Teenage Kicks.
I think Michael would love a bit of this on his Teenage Kicks. And you know what? We have loved a bit of you with the Bliss of the Abyss. We love you every time we do this. So keep coming back and listening to us.
Yes, please.
Thank you very. This is Nils.
This is Nils.
Bye.
Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
AMSR. Whatever it is, AMSR.
So far from one another, I love you, oh brother, what a shame. true. Just like when we vanquish the world during the beautiful summer.
The bliss of the abyss, it's here now.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you've enjoyed it, please give us 5 stars and consider becoming a subscriber and maybe even supporting us on Patreon. Really, really, really helps me continue making this show. If you haven't enjoyed it, then you can fuck off. Many, many thanks to Nils Hennis-Steer for the amazing music and to Dave Fox for the cool artwork. Please keep coming back every week for more Bliss of the Abyss.
Message one.